From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. Coming up, a Jordanian immigrant's long fight for U.S. citizenship. He demands action and gets it. First, to the politics of immigration. A day after thousands of people rallied for immigrant rights across the country, the Republican candidates for president are prepping for their first debate. It's tomorrow night here in California. At this point, voters aren't exactly sure where the major candidates stand. And as NPR's Mike Pesca reports, the candidates aren't sure what voters are looking for.
Americans for Immigration Control is a grassroots organization claiming a membership of over 250,000 concerned citizens. American citizens. That's a requirement to join or donate to the group which wants to stem the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. The AIC's president, Robert Goldsboro, looks at the three men considered the frontrunners in the Republican field and sees stances softer than a fresh-baked tortilla.
The two that come up really short are McCain and Giuliani. Mitt Romney has waffled a good bit. I think he's tried to appear stronger on deterring illegal immigration, but he wants to have a track for citizenship for those who have been here without papers. And whenever they say an immigrant without papers, we know that they're in the camp of amnesty.
Amnesty is unforgivable to anti-illegal immigration activists. It is to domestic policy what appeasement is to international relations. John McCain earns the amnesty label from Goldsboro for his sponsorship with Ted Kennedy of a much-loathed immigration bill last year. Recently, Rudolph Giuliani garnered New York Times headlines saying he shifted his tone on immigration, but no direct anti-immigrant quotes were cited. This supposed tack was lost on Goldsboro, who points to Giuliani's 8-year record as a very pro-immigrant mayor. Back then, he called the 1996 immigration bill harsh and unfair to immigrants. While Goldsboro considers Representatives Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo as being ideal candidates on this issue, he faults Sam Brownback for his immigration votes in the Senate and says that Mike Huckabee, while governor of Arkansas, had troubling ties to Walmart. Goldsboro thinks that accommodating immigrants is not what the vast majority of Republican voters want from their candidate.
I think the frontrunners are absolutely misreading the electorate. McCain met with Republican voters and Brownback, and they were really, really surprised, and I would say shocked from what I read about it, and have backed off their outright outlandish support of quote-unquote comprehensive immigration reform.
But the Iowa crowds, which were hostile to Senators McCain and Brownback's immigration positions, might not be a sign of where the party as a whole is on this issue. Tamar Jacoby, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says that polls show that 3/4 of Republicans favor a plan of earned legalization, what Goldsboro would call amnesty. As for the critics in Iowa, Jacoby says they're raucous but not representative.
We all have heard, and because they're very loud, the Lou Dobbs voters. We know about people like the Minutemen and other groups like that who say, send them all home, seal the border, build a fence, no more immigration. They tend to dominate the debate, but it's misleading because they're only 20 to 25% of the voters.
As tangible evidence, Jacoby points to the losses suffered by a couple of the highest-profile anti-immigration congressmen in 2006. Incumbents like John Hostetler of Indiana and J.D. Hayworth of Arizona were supposed to squeak by their rivals due to their positions on immigration, but they didn't. The question is whether the front-running Republicans will look to last November or hear the hectoring of impassioned voters and the heckling of their forceful rivals on stage tomorrow night. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.